Today, we'd like to see the title of Search for Me with All Your Heart in Jeremiah chapter 28-29. To the souls on this online read through podcast or YouTube channel on there, we'd like to suggest the three exposition questions. Number one, in chapter 28, verse 9, it is for the prophet who prophesies of peace. When the word of the prophet comes to pass, the prophet will be known as one whom the Lord has truly sent. What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? Question 2, in chapter 29:13, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? Last question, in chapter 29:24, you shall also speak to Shemaiah the Elamite, saying, explain Shemaiah's prophecy in the context and how can you apply it to our lives. Judas King's order, the table right there. Today is the Jedekiah time, here, the 19th king. In the last time, Jeremiah chapter 27, 22, they shall be carried to Babylon, and there they shall be until the day that I visit them, says the Lord. Then I will bring them up and restore them to this place. Following Nebuchadnezzar's first two invasions in 606 before Christ, 597 before Christ, during which many temple vessels used for the service of God were taken, as Lord and true prophet like Daniel, Ezekiel were exiled, Jeremiah issued a warning. Although these captivities had a profound spiritual impact in Babylon, Jeremiah predicted that more people and the remaining temple treasures would be carried away in third and final invasion, 586 before Christ. While inviting the people to hear our God's word in the public, Jeremiah knew their hearts were set against God, and his definite prophecy was that all remaining treasures and people would be carried away to Babylon until God appointed the day of return. Chapter 28, verse 1. And it happened in the same year, at the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the fourth year and in the fifth month, that Hananiah, the son of Azur, the prophet, who was from Gibeon, spoke to me in the house of the Lord in the presence of the priest and of all the people, saying, "Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, of saying, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. With two full years I will bring back to this place all the vessels of the Lord's house that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place and carried to Babylon. And I will bring back to this place Zechariah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, with all the captives of Judah who went to Babylon, says the Lord. For I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon." Hananiah was giving a false prophecy. The very kind Jeremiah had been warning the people about, Jeremiah had told them clearly, don't listen to prophet who promise quick restoration or say everything will soon return to normal. They were giving false hope, not God's true message. The previous two, Jeremiah chapter 27, verse 5, then prophet Jeremiah spoke to the prophet Hananiah in the presence of the priest and in the presence of all people who stood in the house of the Lord. And the prophet Jeremiah said, "Amen, the Lord do so." In other words, he wanted to do so. "Amen, the Lord do so. Lord, perform your words which you have prophesied to bring back the vessel of the Lord's house and all who were carried away captive from Babylon to this place." Issued time, not within 2 years. Jeremiah wept over the people because they refused to turn back to God. He longed for them to repent and seek God's mercy, hoping the Lord might spare them. Yet he had to speak the truth, God gave him, even when it was hard for the people to hear. Meanwhile, Hananiah told the people what they wanted to hear, that their troubles were almost over and they didn't need to change or repent. So he made them feel comfortable in their sin. But God never comforts anyone in sin, because sin separated between him and God. So we will turn back to him. That cross reference right there. 7. Nevertheless, hear now this word that I speak in your hearing and in the hearing of all the people. The prophets who have been before me and before you have all prophesied against many countries and great kingdoms of ruin and disaster and pestilence. As for the prophet who prophesies of peace, when the word of prophet comes to pass, the prophet will be known as the one whom the Lord has truly sent. Jeremiah told the painful truth about the people's sin, while Hananiah told the comforting lies that encouraged them to stay in their wrongdoing. Jeremiah's message was consistent with God's earlier warnings to Jeremiah, showing he was truly sent by God. When Babylon later invaded, Hananiah died, just as Jeremiah said would happen, verses 16-17. Proving he was a false prophet, Jeremiah essentially told him, if what you say about peace happening in 2 years comes true, then we know you are truly from God. But it didn't. Verse 10, then Hananiah the prophet took the yoke off the prophet Jeremiah's neck and broke it. And Hananiah spoke in the presence of all the people, saying, thus says the Lord, even so I will break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from the neck of all nations within the space of 2 full years. And the prophet Jeremiah went this way. Now the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah after Hananiah the prophet had broken his the yoke from the neck of prophet Jeremiah, saying, go and tell Hananiah, saying, thus says the Lord, you have broken the yokes of wood, but you have made in their place yokes of iron. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have put a yoke of iron on the neck of all these nations, that they may serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and they shall serve him. I have given him the beast of the field also. Then the prophet Jeremiah said to Hananiah the prophet, hear now, Hananiah, the Lord has not sent you, but you make these people trust in a lie. Therefore, thus said the Lord, behold, I will cast you from the face of the earth. This year you shall die, because you have taught rebellion against the Lord. So Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the 7th month. For example, if an evangelist's main message is send you money, it's clear the Lord did not send him. He is simply using people for profit. Anyone who says God needs your support, we are desperate, is a lie. Because God doesn't need our support, we need his. These kinds of teachers lead people to trust in lie. And when everything collapses, those people are left hurt and disappointed. Verse 17, so Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the 7th month. It became clear very quickly who the true prophet was and who was a false. When Hananiah died, exactly Jeremiah had said. Chapter 29, verse 1. Now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem to the remainder of the elders who were carried away captive, to the priest, the prophet, and all the people who Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar carried many people away as captives, including the 18th king Jeconiah, the queen, and several princes. Daniel was one of those princes taken to Babylon. He and the others were the one receiving Jeremiah's letter while living in exile. Verse 2, this happened after Jeconiah, the king of the queen, murdered the eunuch and the princes of Judah and Jerusalem, the craftsmen and the smiths had departed from Jerusalem. The latter was sent by the hand of Elasa, the son of Shaphan, and Gemariah, the son of Hilkar, whom Zedekiah king Judah sent to Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, saying, thus said the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all who were carried away captive, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon, build houses and dwell in them, plant gardens and eat their fruit, take wives and begot sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, so that they may bear sons and daughters, that you may be increased there, not diminished, and seek the peace of a city where I have caused you to be carried away captive, to pray to the Lord for you, for in the its peace we will have a peace. Jeremiah sent this letter, verses 4-23, to the captive in Babylon, urging them to keep praying to God even in hard and painful circumstances. They were to pray faithfully, keep moving forward and not giving up. They were to pray continually because the Lord was still with them, even in captivity. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 70, close reference, verse 8. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, do not let your prophet and your diviner who are in your midst deceive you, nor listen to your dream, which are caused to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely to you in my name. I have not sent them, said the Lord. There was a lot of confusion at that time because many false prophets were telling the people to rebel against Babylon and to relax, claiming they would return to Jerusalem in just 2 years. But God's true message was very different. Through Jeremiah, the Lord told them to settle down in Babylon, build homes, plant gardens, raise families, and let their children marry. In other words, don't fight against the Babylonians, but instead pray for the good and peace of the city where they were living. The Romans chapter 13:1, you know, so we should pray all authority. Unless it is against God, verse 10, or God's word. For thus says the Lord, after 70 years and completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you and cause you to return to this place. The 70 years in Babylon lasted from the first captivity in 606 before Christ until Persia conquered Babylon and the Jews began returning in 536 before Christ. God told them to settle down, build houses, plant gardens, and live their lives because they would be there for 70 years. This period matched the 70th year. The land of Israel had missed over 490 years. Even though Judah was taken captive and faced a hard time, God had not abandoned them. He was using these 70 years to give the land its rest and to later bring his people back home. So cross-reference right there. Verse 11, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, and give it your future and a hope. Even in a pain, suffering, or hardship, God is working toward his good purposes for us. As long as we remain with him, he gives us the strength to endure with hope and confidence, just as Daniel and Jeremiah urged Israel to repent and seek the Lord. God assures us that he plans for our peace and restoration. God's saying means, I know the thought I have for you, thoughts of peace to bring you back and establish you again in your land. Verse 13, question 2. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Question 2. God can be found when we seek him with our whole heart. No foreign lands, sorrow, frustration, physical difficulty that can break our communion with Him. During this time, Daniel waited patiently on the Lord. In response, God sent the angel Gabriel with a detailed and powerful prophecy about the coming Messiah. God reminded him, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Too often we seek God half-heartedly, and sometimes God wants until we truly come to Him with the full desperation and sincerity. Verse 14, "I will be bound by you, said the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, said the Lord. And I will bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive." It means I will bring you back to your land and end your captivity. This shows that God never forgot His people and had always planted to restore them to Israel. 15, "Because you have said the Lord has raised up prophet for us in Babylon, therefore thus says the Lord concerning the king who sits on the throne of David, concerning all the people who dwell in this city, and concerning your brethren who have not gone out with you into captivity. Thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will send on them the sword, the famine, and the pestilence, and will make them like rotten figs that cannot be eaten. They are so bad, and I will pursue them with the sword, with famine, and with pestilence, and I will deliver them to trouble among all the kingdoms of the earth, to be cursed, an astonishment, a hissing, and reproach among all the nations where I have driven them. 19, because they have not heeded my words, said the Lord, which I sent to them by my servants, the prophet, rising up early and sending them, neither would hear, said the Lord. So don't listen to prophets who say you will be returning home very soon." So, verse 20, "Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, all your captivity, whom I have sent from Jerusalem to Babylon." 21, "Thus said the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, concerning Ahab, the son of Kolar, and Zedekiah, the son of Maaseiah, who prophesied a lie to you in my name. Behold, I will deliver them into the land of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall slay them before your eyes." Here, Ahab and Zedekiah were not the actual kings, but false prophets, as mentioned. 22, "And because of them, a curse shall be taken off all the captivity of Judah who are in Babylon, saying, the Lord make you like Zedekiah and Ahab, whom the king Babylon roasted in the fire." These two false prophets were killed by Nebuchadnezzar in the fire because they were corrupt and had done evil in Israel. They pretend to be God's prophet, but they were deceivers. False prophets have always existed. They still exist today. Many claim to speak for the Lord, but they are guilty of wrongdoing, lying, leading people astray. They lack a true fear of God and use their position for selfish gain. Just as God dealt with Ahab and Zedekiah, God will hold the false prophet accountable. 23, "Because they have disgraceful things in Israel, have committed adultery with their neighbor's wives, and have spoken lying words in my name, which I have not commanded them, indeed I know and am a witness, said the Lord." 24, question 3, "You shall also speak to Shemaiah the Nehemiah, saying, thus speak the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, you have sent letters in your name to all the people who are at Jerusalem, to Zephaniah, the son of Maaseiah, the priest, to all the priests, saying, Semaiah accused Jeremiah of being a false prophet to undermine him, giving the people temporary comfort while ignoring the coming punishment about the verse 32 that he and his family would completely cut off. The Lord has made you a priest instead of Jehoiada the priest, so that there should be officers in the house of the Lord over every man who is demanded and considered himself a prophet, that you should put him in prison in the stock. Now, therefore, why have you not rebuked Jeremiah over Anatolia, who makes himself a prophet to you? For he has sent to us in Babylon, saying, this captivity is long, build houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat their fruit. Now, Zephaniah the priest read this letter in the hearing of Jeremiah the prophet. Semaiah's letter means you are priest, and with your authority you should be punishing these prophets who are speaking nonsense. You should put them in stocks or even imprison them. Why have you let Jeremiah go free? Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, send to all the captivity, saying, just said the Lord concerning Shemaiah the Nehemiah, because Shemaiah has prophesied to you, and I have not sent him, and he has caused you to trust in lie. Therefore, just said the Lord, behold, I will punish Shemaiah the Nehemiah and his family. He shall not have anyone to dwell among these people, nor shall he seize the good I will do for my people, says the Lord, because he has taught rebellion against the Lord. The punishment was that he and his family would be cut off. They would die before seeing God's promise fulfilled, and would not live to witness to restoration of the people after 70 years of captivity. We covered all the questions, continue to keep on praying for them. So this coming the 22th, so we have a Thanksgiving fellowship service. So whoever the time, you know, God allowed, you may join headquarters Thanksgiving fellowship service. So also, we are ready Thanksgiving the present God's Word 2000 meditation 2026 calendar based on first come first service. So always within 1 week and all gone, you know, because the calendar is much fewer, right, than it's the weekly, you know, attendance the people. So first come first service. So may God bless you each or let us sing all together on brochure Maranatha song.